One of the greats from the golden age of television has died, Art Carney, who will always be known as Ed Norton, Jackie Gleason's sidekick on The Honeymooners, died on Sunday. He was 85. Carney got his start in show business during the Depression as a novelty singer and as a mimic. He became best known for his imitation of President Franklin Roosevelt.
My friends, years ago, before the present administration took over, we were floundering in an effort to keep our heads above water. Today, we are still floundering. But at least we have learned how to breathe underwater.
From the stage, Carney landed a few radio gigs before and after he served in World War II. Then in 1951, he first put on his signature pork pie hat, unbuttoned vest, and white T-shirt. He became Ed Norton, the sewer worker who lived upstairs from Jackie Gleason's Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners. Carney set up the joke and let Gleason run with it, as in this sketch when the two were looking at a transit map.
All right, see this here black dot? That's New York City. That's where we started from. Then we go through the Lincoln Tunnel. This black dot here is Jersey City. Then we go over here. This black dot here is Bayonne.
Then yeah? Well, Bayonne's moving, and that's an ant.
Well, let's follow the ant. He looks like he knows where he's going.
Even during his time on The Honeymooners, Carney always thought of himself as an actor rather than a comic. But he always had his biggest success in comic roles. On Broadway, he was the original Felix Unger in Neil Simon's The Odd Couple. Carney suffered a nervous breakdown while appearing in The Odd Couple. Over the next decade, he fought an addiction to alcohol. He emerged from that fight to win a Best Actor Oscar in 1974 for his title role in the film Harry and Tonto. Carney went on to play a number of other roles in film and on television, but he'll always be remembered as Norton, the ultimate sidekick. The total extrovert whose sense of humor never said die.
When the tides of life turn against you and the current upsets your boat, don't waste those tears on what might have been. Just lay on your back and float.
Art Carney was buried today in Old Saybrook, Connecticut.